In this bulletin, Labor demands embattled MP Gladys Liu address Parliament over any possible links to the Chinese Communist Party. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk pledges to help fire-hit communities rebuild. And in sport, the Parramatta Eels and Brisbane Broncos get set for the final match of the first weekend of the National Rugby League Final Series. With the latest SBS News, I'm Bila Kwan. Labor leader Anthony Albanese is demanding that embattled Liberal MP Gladys Liu give a statement to Parliament about her past donations and affiliations. The Liberal MP for the Melbourne seat of Chisholm is under fire over donations for the Liberal Party, which have been put at $1 million, and possible previous links to the Chinese Communist Party. Mr. Albanese says Ms. Liu needs to clarify the situation.
We want this week for two people to be accountable. The member for Chisholm should give a statement to the Parliament. Secondly, the Prime Minister needs to stop the sort of behaviour whereby he says black is white. This is the only person who has said that this is about race is the Prime Minister. Australia has national security issues. The fact is these have to be debated soberly.
Firefighters continue to battle about 50 bushfires in tinderbox conditions across Queensland. Crews from Victoria, South Australia, Western Australia and New Zealand are lending a hand to fight blazes that have razed homes, businesses and an estimated 55,000 hectares of land. But the relief brought on by east weather conditions is not expected to last, as forecasts show the fire danger is set to increase in coming days. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has visited burnt-out properties at Beachmont in the Gold Coast hinterland.
These people here and this community is very resilient, but people are still going through a lot. And I think the impact and the shock is going to be felt for weeks, if not months. And my main concern at the moment is for the people and for this community. So we're going to make sure that we have all the support that families need.
The New South Wales government says it's doing everything it can to make sure the state gets through a devastating drought. Parts of regional New South Wales could run out of water as early as November, according to data projections from New South Wales river operator and bulk water supplier, Water New South Wales. New South Wales Water Minister Melinda Pavey says the situation is dire.
New South Wales, we're in the most unprecedented drought we've ever seen. We've never had rainfall patterns like this. Essentially, New South Wales was awash with water in 2016. It is bone dry now, as is most of New South Wales, particularly the Northern Basin, which is resulting in unprecedented pressures not only on farmers, but now on town water supplies.
And overseas, Italy has allowed a charity rescue ship from Norway, the Ocean Viking, to sail to its tiny southern island of Lampedusa. The Italian government says the decision to allow 82 migrants to disembark is not a sign it will ease its crackdown on humanitarian vessels. One of the migrants on board, 33-year-old man Jerome Essam from Cameroon, says he's grateful to the team operating the Ocean Viking.
I want to thank this team of rescuers, the operation put in place to help those who no longer have hope for their life. They gave us a real hand because for certain people it is desperate. They no longer live in Libya, and the rescue ship is here to reintegrate those who had lost hope in life, those who had lost their rights in their countries and took the wandering road.
And to sport in rugby league, either the Parramatta Eels or Brisbane Broncos will have their season ended today. The winner of today's clash will face another elimination match against the Melbourne Storm next Saturday. The Storm have been defeated 12 points to 10 in an upset at home by the Canberra Raiders, whilst the Manly Seagulls have eliminated the Cronulla Sharks by beating them 28 points to 16. Manly coach Des Hasler says prop Adam Fanua Blake was one of his side's best players in their win.
Adam was, yeah, it was probably one of his best games. So it was pretty, he laid a real platform for us, and the boys certainly got on the back of it. So he certainly created a great momentum for us. You know, he sort of led the way there, and the other boys jumped on the back of it. So it was good. We'll need to maintain that. We sort of all go up a notch again next week against South Sydney. So that'll be a good game come Friday.
The Manly versus South Sydney match next Friday will also be an elimination game. The Sydney Roosters and Canberra advance straight to week 3 of the final series. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 26, Adelaide morning shower 216. Melbourne shower 214, Hobart showers easing 12, Canberra showers 20, Wollongong late rain, gusty cold change 28, Sydney late showers, windy cold change 30, Newcastle windy afternoon cold change 31, Brisbane sunny 29, Cairns partly cloudy 28, and Darwin sunny 31. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News.